News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Now, the Green Party at the weekend launched a new campaign calling for the legalisation of cannabis. They say that under current legislation, we're making criminals out of decent people. Now, here to tell us more is Green Party representative for Cork North Central, Oliver Mourne. Good morning, Oliver.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
Would you first outline for us a broad structure of how this decriminalisation or legalisation is going to take place?
Sure. So what we're calling for is something similar to what's in Canada or what's been planned for Canada for July and what's already in Washington State in the United States. So that would be ordinary people would be allowed to have up to 5 grams of cannabis in their possession or to use without kind of criminal offences coming down on them. People who would want to use cannabis for medical purposes would have access to it through their doctors. And we're also... Look, you have to, if you're going to decriminalise cannabis, you have to think about where are people going to get it. So we're also calling for the introduction of coffee shops in Ireland for Irish residents over the age of 18.
Okay, so the kind of the 5 grams of substance you have in your pocket, if it's grass, what we call grass on the street, it can be grown here. If it's hash, it has to be made in Morocco or Lebanon, and it has to cross several other jurisdictions where it's illegal before it gets into Ireland. How do we work that one out?
Absolutely. So what we're calling for is. For supply to coffee shops or for supply to medicine, that there would be government licensed growers in Ireland. So this would kind of take away the supply both from the criminal sphere in Ireland and abroad, and it would guarantee that that supply would be off a, you know...
Okay, that's if they grow it here, though, but the point I'm making is my colleague Veronica Guerin was murdered over hashish, which was made in Morocco. Let's stay with that one. She was murdered because the Gilligan gang, one of them was going to go to prison and they didn't want to disrupt their business, but it was ultimately over the hash trade. So I'm a little invested in this. So try to explain to me then, please. I can understand where we grow marijuana, if we can grow it here, but I want to know how we get the hash from the place it's made by organized and chipped by organized crime gangs, how we take that out of the hands of organized crime and put it in government hands, so to speak.
You do it by allowing ordinary people to get access to cannabis legally. And you do that by, one, stop criminalizing ordinary people, and two, stop putting the trade into the hands of criminal gangs who murdered your colleague. That's the problem is that...
But it has to be a pan-European move. It has to be right across the board, Oliver, doesn't it?
No, it doesn't. I mean, for our own... For the people in Ireland who use cannabis, we don't have to have a global supply. We need a domestic supply.
Well, we do have a domestic supply at the moment. The weed that's grown and that is sold in Ireland is, for the large part, apparently grown in Ireland. That's according to the people I talked to in the drug squad.
And you're talking about specifically hashish. Now, look... If people have access to weed, they're not going to go looking for hashish. You know, like the people who...
So you're talking about putting the hash dealers or the hash distributors out of business, effectively, by growing weed here. Okay.
Yeah, that's precisely it, because we're coming at this from the point of view of reducing the damage that has been caused by drugs, both the drug trade and the criminal activity around that, and by people who are taking... drugs illegally in their own homes, facing illegal prosecution themselves, facing the dangers around that. So by decriminalising the whole thing and by just recognising the issue that that people face, you eliminate all of that.
Yeah, I know, but I've heard this argument for many, many years, and I do agree in jurisprudence there is a philosophy that laws that are broken by very large sections of the community, in this country perhaps 100,000 people smoke dope on a regular basis, it's effectively a bad law. But the problem I've always had, Oliver, is when we get down to the nitty-gritties of literally wrenching it or taking it out of the hands of organised crime, it becomes a much more vague prospect. People haven't thought that thing through.
It is, for example, in the Netherlands, they have coffee shops, but at the back door, you don't know what you're dealing with because they haven't legalized the production of it. So you have to go the full hog here, and you have to recognize that, you know, the end-to-end issue, which is that we would, if we are going to legalize cannabis for people to use, then we have to legalize cannabis for people to grow.
Well, in Holland, in Amsterdam, the Dutch style, the coffee shops, the hash that's sold there is brought in illegally. And it's just a blind eye turn to it. So it's organised crime are still benefiting from. Can I just ask you, Oliver, because this is a very interesting departure for the Green Party. Is this now enshrined in Green Party policy? Are we going to see the decriminalisation of cannabis part of your election manifesto next year or this year?
Yeah, it's fully. So we've been working with...
So can I be clear on that? Is this central? Is this a new Green Party policy? And will you be campaigning for it in the next general election?
Yes,
you will. Okay, that's fine.
On Saturday, we launched this policy at a conference in Cork with the Students for Sensible Drug Policy, and I outlined what the policy is, and it's the same as what I'm saying to you now. So it 100% will be part of our manifesto, and it is now part of our policy.
Okay, Oliver Moran, Green Party representative for Cork North Central. I'm sure this is a subject we'll be discussing a good bit again in the future. Thanks very much for joining us.